Another name for a function declaration is a prototype. And basically, it's just the function without its body, followed by a semicolon. So this is how the compiler figures out how you're supposed to use a function. The real benefit of this separation of declaration from definition is that it allows you, in a large system, to have header files with a number of function declarations. They'll strictly be prototypes, and that way you can include that file, and now the compiler knows how each function is to be used, and so it can enforce your usage of those functions. And that's what we've been doing all this time with the standard headers. Those standard headers have function declarations in them, and that way the compiler will catch any errors in usage.
Basically, what happens is that you buy a library or use someone else's library of functions,
which has all of the declarations for the functions, and then the bodies themselves will be defined somewhere else, and you may not even get those. You may just get the libraries, the already compiled libraries that you just link with. That's typically what happens when you buy some kind of a commercial library. You get header files and you get some library to link with.